My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about if you should rely on Google Search Console data. So Neil, what are your thoughts around this?
It's funny. I've noticed that my Google Search Console data doesn't always match up with analytics. Technically, for every website that I have access to, I've never seen it match up with Google Analytics. It's either under quite a bit or over. The other thing that I've noticed is Google Analytics removes a lot of bot traffic. Google Search Console, on the other hand, picks up a lot more bot traffic than Google Analytics from what I'm seeing, if like people are spamming Google and clicking on your site and trying to spam away. The other thing that I've noticed is Google Search Console doesn't update their information as frequently, and sometimes they're missing some days, or, you know, right now when you guys listen to this podcast, it won't be the case. But right now, Google Search Console is 6 or 7 days behind, you know, what it normally is.
Yeah. So, I mean, the way I look at it, it's basically the same thing as what Neil is seeing. But I mean, it's helpful, right? You know, Neil talks about cross-referencing it with Google Analytics. I think when you have multiple analytics to look at, it's helpful. So whether you're using Google Analytics, you're using Mixpanel, you're using Kissmetrics, whatever you're using exactly, make sure you're cross-referencing it, because not everything is going to be, you know, 100%. As long as it's not completely off. Yeah, I mean, Neil, what kind of changes are you seeing? Like, is it like a 20% difference, 10%, 5%, 100%?
For me, I'm at roughly 31% difference.
Okay. Yeah. So you do want to make sure you're cross-referencing it in general. But that doesn't mean that we don't look at Google Search Console. We do look at it quite often, especially it does give you some good insights on, you know, stuff you should be changing, such as your meta description, your titles, and things like that. Neil, anything else?
Yeah. As Eric mentioned, last but not least, it's not that it's not reliable. It's that you shouldn't rely on it as your only source. So use Google Search Console, use Google Analytics, use your server logs, whatever you have, use your database. But with the combination of everything, you can get accurate data or accurate enough data to make informed decisions.
Great. So that's it for today. But if you want to get a 90-day free trial to Crazy Egg, which is a heat mapping tool, you can go to singlegrain.com/giveaway to learn more. No credit card is required and it's worth up to $3,000. So it should be a no-brainer. And we will see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.